The John Daly Show. Politics.
And hi, everyone. Think about this scenario. A house catches on fire. The married couple inside rush outside. They both blame each other for leaving the toaster plugged in. They continue to argue, but they don't call the fire department. Other homes in the neighborhood are threatened. Now, is this a real-life scenario? Not really, but maybe. It's my analogy of what's going on in politics today. The two people arguing are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. They're arguing about a toaster when they should be looking ahead to getting the fire department to help others. But they are so caught up in their own conflict, they forget about everyone else. Is this the doomsday scenario for me? Well, no. I think we do have the ability to call the fire department in time to make the economy and life better for everybody. That's why I have launched this hashtag campaign. It is called hashtag It's the Solutions Stupid. Now, granted, this is a takeoff on the James Carville campaign for Bill Clinton back in the 1990s when he said, it's the economy, stupid. Let me briefly outline it here for you. You can read my post on this at informnotinflamed.com as well. I think there are two underlying problems that neither party and none of the politicians are really addressing. The first is we are an aging society. Right now, for every four retirees, there is only one worker. It was completely flipped around about 20 years ago. The second problem is technology is reducing jobs or reducing the pay for jobs. Here are the solutions. The first solution is tax reform. We need to remove the massive deductions that corporations and individuals get. Included in there is the home mortgage deduction. Sure, the housing industry will crow about it, but it has done nothing but create booms and busts in the housing market, which helped lead to the financial crisis of 2008. We could be headed to another one. The other deductions are the corporate deductions given to companies that create profits by consolidating into each other and creating fewer companies. And all they do is lower their costs and reduce competition and reduce innovation. The next solution is entitlement reform. The biggest problem is going to be Medicare, where taxpayers are going to be paying two-thirds of the Medicare bills for our aging seniors. Hey, I'm included in that soon, so I'm not helping myself. We need to raise the eligibility age for Medicare benefits to 70. Now, the next two are spending reforms. We need to invest in the retraining of today's workers so they can compete in the 21st century digital economy. And we also need to invest in our infrastructure, including airports, roads, bridges, and internet capabilities. Now, I'm putting this out there so that you can help spread the word as well. The two presidential candidates touch on some of these, but they barely embrace them. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, has a new plan out which barely touches on any of this and completely misses what the fundamental problems are. Why do these leaders fail to acknowledge this? Because we the people don't understand them. Remember, the politicians have one goal, get elected. Why? Getting elected leads to lots of power and money. Why won't the media discuss this? Because the media has one goal, make money from political ads. The only way to get these solutions working is for the people to understand them. Right now, the majority of Americans, if they pay attention to the upcoming election at all, see them as either a reality show for entertainment or a sporting event to see who scores the most points. We fail to make our politicians bring us solutions. We do it in our businesses. Your company wouldn't survive without creating solutions for your customers. Now, I'm not alone in my thinking. Look at the Simpson-Bowles deficit reduction plan left on the shelf by President Obama and House Speaker Boehner 5 years ago. Also, check out the Peter G. Peterson Foundation site as well. They are saying similar things that I'm saying. So I need your help here. Besides posting a lot on social media, I'll be doing speaking engagements and presentations. Please direct potential speaking engagements to me. Do you know any radio shows that are looking for someone to talk about solutions and not the sports entertainment aspects of this election? If you do, let me know. So far, I have turned down a few. I turned down those shows just looking for a pro-partisan food fight that to me causes more problems while offering no solutions. As you might have seen, I have done a number of recent interviews that you can see on my website as well. The bottom line is we cannot get ourselves moving ahead by cutting taxes, lowering spending, or investing in the future. We have to do all three in a smart way. The only way to get politicians to understand this is that we the people have to ask for the solutions we really need. And right now, we're not doing it. When you post something smart, just use the hashtag, it is the solutions stupid. Let me know your thoughts.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.